The general fund budget basically covers city departments and services that don't raise enough revenue to cover themselves. It includes the city administration, public works, community planning, emergency services like fire and police, the library, parks and recreation, and the city's contributions to the schools and various community services. The general fund is mainly supported through property tax and sales tax revenue. In a letter accompanying the budget, City Manager Scott Hahn says that because of poor pink salmon runs this summer, quote, the business related to commercial fishing will be severely reduced, roughly half of previous years, unquote. Hahn reflected that concern in his draft budget numbers, which project next year's total general fund revenues at about $8.5 million. That's roughly a half million below the 2008-2009 fiscal year, which ended last July. Next year's revenue projection is just about on par with the current fiscal year, though that could change by the time this fiscal year ends in a few months. Hahn's proposed spending levels for the general fund represent a cut of about $400,000 from the department requests for operating funds. The preliminary budget maintains current spending levels for the schools and community service contributions. Overall, the manager's budget recommendation shows $8.9 million in general fund spending next year. That's nearly $1.2 million below spending in the 2008-2009 fiscal year, and a few hundred thousand dollars less than this year's spending so far. However, it's about $435,000 more than next year's projected revenues, according to the manager's preliminary numbers. The budget numbers proposed by city department heads show nearly $1 million deficit. Deficit spending's not unusual. The city has spent into its reserves for the past few years to pay off debt and support some of the city's struggling enterprise funds, including Mountain View Manor Assisted Living. According to the city's numbers, the general fund will have about $2.8 million left in reserve savings by the end of this fiscal year. That would be down about a half $1 million from 2007, which is the last year there was a balanced general fund budget. Meanwhile, most of the city's enterprise funds would continue to show a deficit into next year. However, a substantial part of that is because of depreciation costs, not actual spending. Depreciation represents the gradual loss in value of the fund's assets, things like a harbor or a generator, assets that will eventually have to be replaced. Hahn is asking the City Council Finance Committee to come up with ideas for potential spending cuts or revenue increases. The committee will meet to talk about the preliminary budget later this month. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.